goodness. Michigan coughing up the puck. The Badgers had a couple of grade A chances, and then they lift the puck into the bench, stopping play. 3:19 to go in the third. It's a 2-2 game. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With our producer Adam Morrison and Paul Capobianco, Brian Posick at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor, the Badgers were down 2-0 after two. They rallied to tie it, 3:19 to go in the third. Face off to the left of the Michigan netminder, Cameron Corpy. Morrissey trying to dig for it. Wolverines have it. They play it behind their own net. Fantilli skating away from the pressure of Mosley. And now the Badgers have the puck at center. And Gavin Morrissey turns and dumps it back in. Mosley down the right wing wall, able to free it for Wisconsin's Dexheimer. Backside Finley. He'll take it off the boards. Then carried into the wall by Fantilli. Finley waiting for support. Finley pulls off the wall, but the Wolverines pull the puck free. And Jacob Truscott there. Captain dumps it into the Wisconsin zone, around to the far corner. Hensler able to beat a stop into the puck, and then got knocked down, but back on his skates, and Hensler took it away and sauced it ahead to Finley, who turned and batted it out to center ice about belt high, maybe chest high. It was a high fastball that Finley whacked out to center. Of course, you'll recall his big goal at the Kohl Center that he batted in like a baseball player earlier this season.
That was a heck of a play because there's a Michigan defenseman far side blue line. That puck was going to end up on his stick.
Whitelaw stops in the offensive zone, tied up by Wisconsin's care. Anthony won the puck but got too much of it and accidentally iced it with 2:13, 2:12 left in regulation. Faceoff down in the Wisconsin zone. We'll see if Mike Hastings will use his timeout, but I think it was a relatively recent forward line change for the Badgers, and I think it'll stay the way it is with Lindmark, Liskoski, and Dick, Kerr, and Thalen, the defenseman.
And you want Owen Lindmark on the ice right now anyway, with a couple of minutes left in the game and a defensive zone faceoff. Try to get the possession of this puck.
Lindmark's won 12 of 20, making 13 of 21 faceoffs. He wins that defensive zone draw. Badgers trying to escape, but Hage does a nice job to keep it in. Badgers will try a second time. Thalen failed at a pass. Loose puck in the slot. Hage had it. Then Werner right circle swung and missed at a one-time bid. Liskoski able to slowly chip it through center. 1:50 to go in regulation, a 2-2 game. Shifsky at the red line, pressured by Thalen. Heaves it across the ice to Truscott, and he'll dump it in. Scarfoni stops it behind his net. Leaves it back left side for Scholes. Headmans to Fitzgerald. Turns and faces the ice and now peels back and goes to the defenseman Thalen. Wisconsin's Tyson Dick just got knocked down near the Michigan bench. No penalty. And Edwards back in his own zone to play it. Ethan Edwards, New Jersey Devils fourth round draft choice, sends it into the Wisconsin zone. Scholes, slowed by Draper. Estapa takes it away, looking for the point man Edwards. He's got it. Shot through traffic. Ernesty redirected it wide. Then Dexheimer won it free, but chopped it right back to the stick of Draper. Draper turns and whips it around, and Rayon Mullen holds it to Estapa, top of the left circle. On him, Fitzgerald, under a minute to go. Christian won the puck, can't clear. Rayon Mullen shoots one and batted away by Scarfoni behind the net. And without his stick, Estapa tried to kick it along, but the Badgers take it away. 45 seconds to go. Bad pass, Fitzgerald. Won by Whitelaw. Taken back by the Wolverines, who just iced the puck. Oh, they say no icing. Look out, centering pass to Whitelaw. Hallam. He chops it back out to the blue line. Held and pass back side. Whitelaw wide open. Wasn't ready for it. He had half the net to chip it in and missed it. Here's Horbach now on the rush. He lost the puck. Now tries to retrieve in the corner. Took a hit from Fantilli, and the Wolverines take it. 18 seconds to go in regulation. Whitelaw at center. Now to Hallam. Centering pass intercepted by Lodge. Patiently looking. Angle to pass, hoping to hit Scholl. Hallam read it. Took it away. Across the line he comes. Puck slides to the far corner. Lodge after it there. 3 seconds left. Wolverines can't hold. We are headed to overtime. Tied at two, and after the horn blew, Sawyer Scholl with a small cross check to the lower back of Jacob Truscott, who went down hard. No penalty called, though. And an overtime session, the ninth of the year for Wisconsin. The eighth of the year for Wisconsin. They're 2-4-1 in overtimes. They played 8 a year ago. Boy, fans really unhappy with Barry Pockmara and Nicholas Bett for not calling Scholl for a cross check. Sawyer may have gotten away with one there.
I think Sawyer was just trying to play the puck, even though it was winding down. It was right as the horn sounded. Probably fortunate that there was nothing called there. Lower back shot on Truscott. And Edgers will at least guarantee a point and a series win. They'll love to have more. There's been a lot of talk about overtimes all week. 3-on-3. Badgers haven't had a great success this year with that. But the Badgers, again, win. That's 4 points in the bank. Try to get a fifth here and move on up.
So in the third period of play, Wisconsin down 2-0, scores twice to tie it. Jack Horbach, his first goal of the season after Owen Lindmark jammed the puck free. Horbach at 3:34 cut the deficit to 1. And then Gavin Morrissey, from long range left, beat Corpy through traffic at 8:58 from Anthony Kerr and Quinn Finley. Fifth goal of the year for Morrissey. That tied it at 2. No penalties in the second period. Michigan had 13 shots on goal in that third period, and Tommy Scarfone stopped them all. 33 saves for Scarfone through 60 minutes of play. Meanwhile, Cameron Corpy stopped 5 of the 7 Badger bids in that period. Corpy has 25 saves so far. Wisconsin 0 for 3 on the power play. Michigan is 0 for 2. We will skate 3-on-3 overtime. Again, the Badgers this season in OT are 2-4-1. Michigan this season is 3-0-1 in overtime sessions.
We've seen of late, Badgers have had unbelievable opportunities in some of those 3-on-3 overtimes they did not win. Between breakaways, various games. I mean, there is so many chances, and many of those losses.
Well, you think about Fitzgerald's breakaway against Michigan State last Saturday night. You think about Gavin Morrissey's 2 breakaways in the overtime tie with Alaska Anchorage the weekend before that. So the goaltenders change places. Corpy is between the pipes to our right, bent over looking at the ice. Scarfone in the cage to our left, bent over looking at the ice.
It's like a mirror image.
Dexheimer, Finley, and Morrissey, the Badgers' 3 skaters, against Hallam, Hughes, and Edwards for the Maize and Blue. The student section on their feet, virtually everybody on their feet here at Yost Arena. 3-on-3, sudden victory, 5-minute overtime, and the opening faceoff is so critical in the Badgers' win possession. Let's see if they've learned their lessons over previous overtime games. Morrissey chips it back to Dexheimer, and they'll give it back to Morrissey. Hallam, some token forechecking pressure. Dexheimer's got it again. Refeeds Morrissey with a little open ice out of his own zone. Morrissey waddles his way to center, gains the red line. Stick handles, thought about coming across, cut off by Hughes, and Morrissey maintains possession and now goes to Dexheimer. Hughes needs a change. The Badgers with the puck. Dexheimer across the line. Right wing. Hallam on him, sauced it out. Finley cuts to the slot, can't get a shot off. Edwards on him, and the puck trickles back to center, and Finley's got to regroup. 45 seconds gone by in OT. Tied at 2. Finley across the line, drops it off for Fitzgerald. Tries to cut around. Shifsky does. Slot shot. Blocker save made by Corpy. Oh, what a move by Fitzgerald. Corpy, though, up to the task. And then Lotch cut off far wall, and now Michigan with its first possession of overtime. Badgers had the puck for a minute.
Most of it in their own end, and we saw Fitzgerald last year was the winning goal scorer here in Michigan also.
Shifsky behind the Badger net, tries to turn to wrap it around, got cut off. He's got it out high right. Off to Michael Hage, the fantastic freshman stick handling, tries to shoot and does. He cut left and then went back right upstairs, beat Scarfone. Another overtime loss for Wisconsin.
And the Badger bench is beside itself. Huge interference pick play on that one to create the opening for Michael Hage. Badgers are going to plead their case, but they're not going to change the outcome of this one. It was a perfect pick set up by Michigan right in the slot. You see Coach Hastings standing on the bench with his arms in disbelief that that was missed.
And now Nicholas bent over to get an earful from the Badgers head coach. Michael Hage, the first-round draft pick of the Montreal Canadiens, gets the game-winning goal at 1:21 of overtime. Michigan snaps a three-game losing streak with a 3-2 victory over the Wisconsin Badgers. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin Badgers have lost 10 games this season, 5 in overtime. Their record now 7-10-1, 5-7 in the Big Ten. Michigan improves to 11-6-1, 5-3 in league play. Freshman Michael Hage, the game-winning goal in overtime from Shipsky and Edwards at 1:21, and a 3-2 Michigan win here tonight. Hey, Homer on the road. You can listen to every Badger men's hockey game on the Varsity Network app. You can also listen to Wisconsin basketball, football, and volleyball games and hundreds of other college events across the country. The Varsity Network app, download it today. It's free. Our postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
This is Melissa Kay, and we have a special live show planned for Community Stories on December 17th and 19th. It's a live call-in show from 5 to 6, where you can call 715-424-2600, and I'll connect you with the ELF call center.
Elves, Santa's really busy. Can you go on the radio?
Absolutely. I can stand in for Santa.
Good, too, you said that.
That's 715-424-2600 on 97 FM, 1320 AM, and 105.5 FM.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Shh, do you want to hear a secret? You have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Local Broadcast Legends Award. We'd like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Pamela Hilke. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know is directly affected by the work Pam has done at WFHR over the last 47 years, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Pam to Laura Berg, laura.berg@civicmedia.us. And thank you for keeping this our little secret.
See for yourself.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Along with Paul Capobianco, Brian Posick here at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor. An overtime loss to Ohio State. An overtime loss at Notre Dame. An overtime loss to Minnesota. An overtime win at Penn State, an overtime tie with Anchorage, an overtime loss at home to Michigan State, and now an overtime loss at Michigan. Badgers fall 3-2 in overtime. And unfortunate, too, because that was a heck of a comeback by Wisconsin, down 2-0 after two. Had some chances. Tommy Scarfone was good again. Michigan got away with a pick play and converted, and they get 2 points out of the weekend.
It's amazing how each of those overtimes, there's memorable plays.
Yeah.
Whether it's Badger chances that they missed, or talked about a couple pick plays, one at Notre Dame here tonight. This was just almost like a football team coming off the line with picking their wide receiver at the goal line and getting them open. This one, Daniel Lotch, just high slot, taken out by Garrett Shifsky, and Michael Hage went the rest of the way and made a heck of a finish. It was a great play going inside and putting it at the far corner, but that frustration continues. The Badgers overcame goal scoring in the early season and have been better lately. Obviously, their nemesis right now is overtime. Won every series in Big Ten play here. It's been unbelievable.
It is. It's amazing. All right, let's get to our three stars of the game brought to you every night by Everlight Solar. Who do you have, Paul?
Gavin Marcy going number three star, got the game tied, gave the top line some offensive production, just made a nifty play, backed up, high slot, just put the puck on net, and his line mates did the rest, created the screen for the goaltender, put it on the far inside post, and got a goal and got the game tied. Number two star, Jack Horbach, and just for the one play alone, that was a heck of a move by the not known for his offense, gets his first goal of the year. Makes a great move around the Michigan D and then chips the puck over the goaltender, Horbach going right, chipping it back left and finding it under the crossbar. And then number one, I mean, Tommy Scarfone, last night was great, tonight was great again. 33 saves for the Big Ten's reigning first star of the week. Finishes with, 56 saves on the weekend,
right.
59 shots, and just been a machine the last 4 or 5 weeks and been part of the Badgers' resurgence.
Yeah, in fact, he was 6-1-1 in his last eight starts with a .938 save percentage and a .159 goals against. He allowed only 13 goals in the last eight starts after giving up 12 in his first four when he started 0-4. Here tonight, Scarfone was good, especially in the scoreless first period, but the Badgers fall in overtime 3-2. Our three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Energizing performance up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Wisconsin falls in overtime to Michigan 3-2 after a third period rally with two goals. Let's name our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you, Paul.
Well, at one point in the second period, I believe you mentioned where the Badgers are going to find their offense. Well, they did it early in the third, 3:34 in.
Yep.
Forecheck created it. Owen Lindmark putting some pressure on Michigan D, forced a turnover, pass to Jack Horbach, picked up. Made a move, incredible move around a D, made a great finish. And Badgers got some energy, got the goal, and they kind of went to work for a while until they got the game tied up, which was also nice. But that definitely gave the Badgers some energy and got the Badgers a point, really, in the end.
Right. So that's our energizing performance of the game. So as you look at the Big Ten right now, Minnesota in first place with 24 points. Wisconsin and Michigan State tied for second with 19. Granted, the Badgers have played 12 league games, the Spartans only 8. Ohio State has 16 points, Michigan 13, Notre Dame 4, and Penn State 1. Tough way to end the first semester, but encouraging signs from this Wisconsin hockey team after a 2-8 start to the season.
Yeah, it's been a pretty remarkable run back to respectability. Even if you start looking at computer rankings this time of year is when it starts to kind of make some sense. The Badgers are in striking distance. Around 30.
Yep.
Haven't looked tonight yet, but they were in the mid-20s before the night. So they've gotten back to a place where they can make a run in the second half. Their Big Ten standings, again, they look probably better than they are right now, but they're in the mix for sure, looking at home ice and a long way to go, obviously, only halfway through that schedule. So Badgers get a couple weeks off here, get going again in Milwaukee, and take it back to Chicago and Michigan State and back in Big Ten play.
All right. Paul, nice job, and enjoy your Christmas, okay?
You too.
Thanks.
Have fun in Sweden.
I will. Paul Capobianco with us from UW Athletic Brand Communications. Kind enough to have Kevin Murdoch, Badgers assistant coach, step up here to join us here in our post-game show following Wisconsin's 3-2 overtime loss. And, Kevin, thanks for coming all the way upstairs here. It's quite a hike, I know, but boy, I tell you, that was quite a comeback in the third period. I'm kind of getting tired of overtime. How about you?
Yeah. It's always nice when you can just finish the game in regulation and have it go in your favor.
Unfortunately, it didn't happen that way. You figured Michigan was going to come out strong here tonight, and they did, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And actually, I thought at the start of the game, our first couple shifts, we did a pretty good job establishing a forecheck, getting a couple chances right away in those first few minutes, and then they kind of had to push back, put us on our heels for a little bit, and We had to weather a storm at times, and but it was good the way we came out in the third and were able to tie that game up and force it to overtime.
Yeah. You know, it's such a possession game in overtime. You know, if you don't have the puck, you really have to work your fanny off, and you have to be smart about how you defend, too, to try to regain possession, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's all about puck possession. It's all about generating those chances and trying to capitalize on them. I mean, those are the that's the key there is generating those chances and then making sure you don't miss a net, create something for them going the other way, and yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy, and I don't know if you can comment, but, you know, you're 2-5-1 in overtime and 2-7-1 in one-goal games. I mean, that's you've been in everything. So, but the good thing is, and you see it in the rest of the staff season, I think the players do too. You're trending in the right direction. There's still some good hockey left to be played and encouraged about what could happen in the second, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like you said, I had a lot of one-goal games, a lot of overtime games so far this year. We're right there. It's just a matter of finding a way to win those in regulation or win them in overtime at this rate, and yeah, not giving anybody a chance to finish. So, but things are moving in the right direction, I think. Think about our team this year, 12 new guys. So, yeah, half that lineup's new. We weren't, you know, we were getting production from that one line for a good chunk of that first half. Now we're starting to get some secondary scoring, and Tommy's been playing great lately down the stretch. So those are two things that we had kind of banked on throughout the year. So, yeah, hopefully we can kind of come out of this break here and get rolling.
Yeah, Tommy Scarfone was good again. Excellent last night. And a good, I mean, he in the first period, he kept you in the hockey game for Pete's sake, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he had some big saves there in the first, especially that one that – that one late there.
Against Warner, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was big this whole weekend. He was really good, and kind of he gave us a chance to stick with stuff yesterday and get the win, and, yeah, gave us a chance to get to overtime tonight.
All right. So what do you do the next 2 weeks? For fans that don't know, the team's got to take a break. I mean, it's just part of the rules. It's the longest season in college sports this hockey season, right?
Yeah, so I guess from here we get back to Madison. I know some guys are going to be able to go home right away, and some guys might have a final or two to finish up. Yeah, they'll be able to head home and relax, get to see their families, and spend some time with them, and then come right back and get right back at it for the tournament in Milwaukee there coming out of Christmas.
How about you as a newlywed?
I'll be around Madison for a bit, probably go watch some high school games in Minnesota at some point. Go down and see my parents for a couple days, and then, yeah, be right back at it.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming up. It's been exciting, if nothing else. It's been at times it could be demoralizing, but it hasn't shown in your players' play or attitudes, right? When you lose tight games like this over and over, that could wear on you.
No, they've been really good about sticking to it and continuing to push through stuff and this whole year. Obviously, there's been some ups and downs, especially early on there. But they've been good. They've had a really good attitude about it, and they've gone to work every day, even in practice. And, you know, good group of guys that you can see things are starting to change, starting to move in the right direction. And, yeah, hopefully we can keep it going. We keep moving in the right direction here the second half.
Thanks for coming up, Kevin.
Yeah, no
appreciate
problem.
It. Sure. Assistant coach Kevin Murdoch with us here in the postgame show following the Badgers 3-2 overtime loss to Michigan. More of our postgame show on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Car, is this real leather?
Back in Ann Arbor, the Badgers fall in overtime, 3-2. Just something I've had to repeat a number of times this season. It's amazing. Again, 5 overtime losses for Wisconsin this year. 4 have been by 3-2 scores and 1 by a 2-1 margin. Let's look at scores from around the country. Non-conference play, Vermont beat Union today 3-2. RPI and Mercyhurst a 3-3 overtime tie. Long Island leads Stonehill 5-1. We'll see the Sharks of LIU in Madison against the Badgers the second or third weekend of January, the 17th and 18th. So that would be the third weekend of January, non-conference series. And then Omaha with a 2-1 lead at home over Lindenwood tonight. That's in period number 2. From Atlantic Hockey, a final, Robert Morris over Canisius 5-2. Also in the CCHA, Michigan Tech, a 9-5 win over Bemidji State. Lake Superior State and Minnesota State tied at 2 late third period. Only a half minute left in Bowling Green, Ohio, and the Falcons have a 4-3 lead on Northern Michigan. Hockey East, Merrimack beat Northeastern tonight 4-1. NCHC, North Dakota, and St. Cloud tied at 3 late third period in Grand Forks. Colorado College, a 1-0 lead at Denver. CC was down 3-0 last night on home ice and rallied to beat the Pioneers, who have struggled since getting off to that 12-0 start. Denver has lost 4 of its last 5 games. And in the Big Ten tonight, Michigan State rallied from a 3-1 deficit, scored 4 goals in the third period to win at Minnesota 5-3. Charlie Stramel scored the game-winning goal with 6 minutes left in regulation. Isaac Howard had a pair of goals for the Spartans, who got 24 saves from Trey Augustine. Michigan State now 13-2-1 overall, 6-1-1 in the Big Ten, while Minnesota fell to 15-3-2 overall, 8-1-1 in league play. And Ohio State beat Notre Dame 3-1 to take 5 of 6 points in Columbus. Brent Johnson, Patrick Guzzo, and Gunnar Wolf Fontaine all scored for the Buckeyes. Christopher Eberle, 14 saves. Notre Dame has lost 9 straight conference games after beating Wisconsin in the league opener in November. Fighting Irish are now 6-12 this season. Meanwhile, Ohio State improves to 13-4-1 and 6-2 in league play. Wisconsin women back in action January 2nd at home against Ohio State. Then the top-ranked Badgers and the second-ranked Buckeyes meet in the frozen confines at Wrigley Field on January 4th at 4:30. That's before the Wisconsin Badger men take on Michigan State at 8 o'clock that night. Also, the Wisconsin men's basketball team snapped a 3-game losing streak with an 83-74 win over Butler in Indianapolis. Nolan Winter, 20 points. Stephen Crowell had 18. The Badgers 9-3 now and will host Detroit Mercy a week from tomorrow. And good luck to Kelly Sheffield and the Wisconsin volleyball team after a 5-set win over Texas A&M last night. The Badgers get Nebraska in Lincoln tomorrow in the regional final with a chance to advance to the Final Four next weekend. Wisconsin volleyball on ABC tomorrow at 2 o'clock Central Time. Here the Badgers fall in overtime to Michigan. Highlights on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price.
Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Well, the Wisconsin Badgers had never earned a shutout win at Michigan until last night when they beat the 8th-ranked Wolverines 4-0. That extended the Michigan scoreless streak to 215-plus minutes. In fact, Michigan's scoreless streak extended to almost 250 minutes, dating over a four-game span until they finally broke out of it. And then the Badgers rallied. And then, what do you know, we went to overtime. And as we move along in our post-game show, here are the calls of the game. Left wing now, it's Evan Werner. Little right-hander throws it out to the point, and Truscott refeeds Werner left wing. Steps to the dot, finds an open Hughes. Pad saved by Scarfoni. Rebounding, blockered it away. Oh, Scarfoni, right knee save on the rebound by Hage. Here's a pass right wing. Shifsky left pad save. Rebound off of Scarfoni again. Shifsky followed it up in Scarfoni. Two pad saves. Long range shot got through. I think it went off the webbing of Scarfoni's glove. 10 seconds to go in the period. Here's Shifsky, who turns to his left and heads into the Wisconsin zone. Slowed by Dexheimer. 4 seconds left. In front. Oh, Scarfoni, a grand save on Evan Werner to end the opening period. Wow. Wolverines win the draw. Rayo Mullen! Toe pole shot one through traffic. Beat Scarfoni. The shutout streak is over. Michigan on the board as the defenseman Dakota Rayo Mullen scores his first collegiate goal. And look out, Michigan potential breakaway at Shifsky. He's got three shorties this year. Comes in and scores right as the Badgers' power play expired. Garrett Shifsky with a breakaway goal. 2-0 Michigan. Chops it into the offensive zone. Stolen by Horbach. He cuts in and scores. Jack Horbach, first goal of the season. Badgers within one early third period. Kerr, left wing, Morrissey, top of the circle. Looking, pressured, shoots one. He scores! Gavin Morrissey from long range. Wisconsin pulls even here in Michigan. Off to Michael Hage, the fantastic freshman stick handling. Tries to shoot and does. He cut left and then went back right upstairs. Beat Scarfoni, another overtime loss for Wisconsin. Yeah, the fifth overtime loss of the year for the Wisconsin Badgers. Here they were outshot in the game 36-28. Badgers went 0-for-3 on the power play, had only 6 shots on goal in 6 minutes. Michigan 0-for-2 on the man advantage, had 9 shots on Tommy Scarfoni, who was Wisconsin's best penalty killer. The Badgers took 2 penalties for 4 minutes. Michigan 3-for-6. As far as faceoffs are concerned, Wisconsin won 29 of 55, with Owen Lindmark going 13 of 21 in the faceoff circle. Individually for Michigan, a two-point night for Garrett Shifsky. He had 8 shots on goal with a goal, a helper, and plus 2. Again, Rayon Mullen, his first career goal. Hage scored tonight. He had 4 shots on goal, the number one draft pick of the Montreal Canadiens. Meanwhile, freshman Cameron Corpy made 26 saves to earn the victory. He's now 6-3-1. Michigan snaps a 3-game losing streak and a 248-minute scoreless drought and improves to 11-6-1 overall, 5-3 in the Big Ten. Individually for Wisconsin, first goal of the season for Jack Horbach. Gavin Morrissey scored in front of a lot of friends and family. 5 shots on goal tonight for Christian Fitzgerald to lead the way, but he was minus 2. Meanwhile, Jack Phelan blocked 3 shots. Tommy Scarfoni, 14 saves in a scoreless first period, 6 saves in the second, 13 more saves in the third period. He finished with 33 stops, but with the overtime loss, Scarfoni now 6-6-1. The Badgers at the semester break, 7 wins, 10 losses, and a tie, 5-7 in Big Ten play. 5,800 fans paid to watch a game that took 2 hours and 9 minutes to play. Michigan knocks off Wisconsin by the final of 3-2. Badgers are getting better, folks, and they've got a couple of weeks off before they return to action at the 4th annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff, Saturday and Sunday, December 28th and 29th. Wisconsin will play Ferris State on Saturday the 28th at 5 o'clock, and then either UConn or Alaska on the 29th at 5 o'clock, both games on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app, or you can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. And then the Badgers head to East Lansing to play Michigan State on Thursday, January 2nd at 5:30, before facing the Spartans again in the frozen confines at Wrigley Field in Chicago on Saturday, January 4th at 8 p.m. Cubs.com to get information about tickets to the frozen confines at Wrigley. Well, exciting first half. Unfortunately, the overtime games, not enough of them went Wisconsin's way. But like I said, the Badgers are getting better, and we'll await what happens in the second half of the season. A lot of hockey left to be played. My thanks to Adam Morrison at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. My broadcast partner, Paul Capobianco. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Once again, the final score from Yost Arena in Ann Arbor. Michigan knocks off Wisconsin in overtime, 3-2. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year. But do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanella says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s. And it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. 2 takeaways on this. 1, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. 2 takeaways on this. 1, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Pretty hot in place, or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. Well, you can cook up my heart till it's rare, just to see how it tastes, or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the place.
Yeah, you wanna wreck it, go ahead and wreck me. You can wreck.
Maxine on Civic Media. We are local music with Faces for Radio. My goodness, that song is old. 2010. Great super band made up of like Faces for, or excuse me, Last Crack and Rapscallion. Pretty cool. Jimmy K and Rocker, we got live in the lair coming up in just a couple of minutes. The Trembling Giant, they are live in studio. Soundcheck sounded great. Can't wait for this next hour of music. Thanks to Terry Barr and Radio for Pets for the awesome interview. Kind of fudged up the intro for that. Sorry about that. But that happens. If you want to hear it again, you can check out the podcast, civicmedia.us and maxincradio.com. And don't forget, if I'm hungry, Rocker. I wish we had some Doughboys Pizza right now. They're a family restaurant here in Madison, Northside, Madison. Wow. Taste the difference of family recipes for over 100 years. They're located in Northgate Mall here in Madison. Delivery to Madison's north, east, and downtown. Just search for Doughboys Pizza Madison online or call them 608-467-3017.
And they have a new tavern crust, and they have the most amazing Detroit crust.
Oh, man. That Detroit crust is really good. I like their deep dish.
Yeah.
Their deep dish.
Oh, Chicago deep dish.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So, Rocker, we're going to, before the layer tonight, we're going to get some, one more Maximus song, I think, from Eddie 8 Dynamite. It's just short and sweet and right to the point. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. But, and we're also going to play some Dogtown Hollow real quick. And, Rocker, they have a show coming up.
They do. They're the 22nd of December. They're at the Harmony Bar, 5 p.m. It's a double EP release with Two Trick Pony and, you know, Dogtown Hollow. They were just here in the lair not too long ago. So you can go to maxincradio.com, click listen, and you'll see all the archives of the lair, and you can see Dogtown Hollow.
That's awesome. We'll play that song in just a couple of minutes. But first, some Pat McCurdy. He has a bunch of shows coming up here. Shank Hall in Milwaukee on December 20th. He'll be at the Eastside Club here in Madison on December 26th. And then he'll be at a Showboat Saloon in Wisconsin Dells on January 4th. And
hey, that Eastside Club, that's an ugly sweater party, Jimmy.
Oh, so that's two ugly sweater parties.
Yes.
I got to go to St. Vinny's. I need an ugly sweater.
For those of you who have never seen this show before, I'd just like to say my name is Pat. And you know something? I like men. I like women. I like sinking. I like swimming. I like dogs and I like cats. I like cows in cowboy hats. I like knives and forks and spoons. I like whistling happy tunes. I like to come, but not too soon. I like everything. Sure, at some of those other places, they're singing depressing songs. Everyone's depressed, not here. I like milk, I love cookies, Adam 12 and the rookies. I like peaches, I like cream, I like field and I like stream. I like diamonds, clubs and hearts, I like to order a la carte. Gee, I like your private parts. I like everything. You can never get me down, that will never happen. Depressed when my step is light and my toes are tapping. So I like Veronica, I like Betty, I like meatballs and I like God and I like Buddha, I like cheddar, brie and gouda. I like Beatles, Stones, and Doors. I like to shop at hardware stores. I'd like to do you on the floor. I like everything. Sing! I like men. I like women. I like sinking. I like swimming. I like dogs and I like cats. I like cows and cowboy hats. I like Phil and I like Don. Happy days, the wrath of Khan. Won't you put these handcuffs on? I like everything. I like water, I like wine. I like to think that love is blind. I masturbate with you in mind. I like everything.
the driftless hills of home. Red River Valley and the Valley of the Rolling Stone. Up and over the ridges, down and up and up and down again. Rivers, roads and bridges, names right on the wind. If it was anything, it was anything but bad. It was the last best ride that Harley ever had. All the colors of autumn, is on the loose. Yeah, almost caught him, nearly kicked my caboose. A little too tight on the inside curve. Boy, you better straighten up and fly right. Keep a full tank on reserve.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Join us on Tuesdays for Community Stories and Thursdays for Community Stories Junior, both from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WFHR. Your host, Melissa Kay, brings together folks of all ages from our community. With history from our elders to innovations from our young people, Community Stories brings in-depth local stories you won't hear anywhere else right here on WFHR. Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 5 to 6.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. In states where those mysterious large drones have been spotted, local officials have had enough. CBS New York's Allie Bauman says they're demanding more help from the feds.
Sheriff Sean Golden is one in a growing group of local leaders now calling for a limited state of emergency to address an alarming increase in sightings.
How many drone sightings have been reported to your office?
Well, in Monmouth County, we've seen over 100.
So about 100 sightings reported. How does that compare to like this time last year?
I think in the same month time frame, there were zero.
Sheriff Golden says the size of some of these drones led him to believe that these are not your average hobbyists. And a federal response, he says, could include calling in the Air National Guard to monitor any potential threats.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has made contact with HTS, the rebel group that now has control of Syria. The BBC's Tom Bateman reports Blinken met with leaders from